感谢神啊，让小弟能够有这么一个机会，继续的跟大家一起来学习啊圣经里面的道理。
Thank God, I again have the opportunity to learn with everyone the teachings in the Bible.
那今天晚上啊，想要从这个历代志上的前三章啊，来跟我们一起的学习。
And tonight, I'd like to learn from mutually learn from 1 Chronicles chapter 1 to 3.
那历代志上啊的第一章到第三章啊，这里记载的一些啊，应该算是一些家谱。
So from 1 Chronicles chapter 1 through chapter 3, it talks about a genealogy.
啊，那第一章啊提到的就是啊，从亚当啊一直到以扫啊的一些啊家谱。
And so the first chapter talks about the genealogy from Adam all the way to
Esau. 我的分段大概就把它分成两段，一个是挪亚的家谱。
So I'd like to break this up into two sections. The first is the genealogy of the family of Noah.
那另外一个就是另外一段就是亚伯拉罕的家谱，但是呢，这里是谈到的是这个世界上的家谱。
And then the second part would be Abraham's genealogy, but the worldly part of his family.
所以呢，从第一节到二十三节，我们看到的是好像从亚当开始计算。
So from chapter 1, verse 1 through 23, it begins with Adam.
但是呢，我们却可以看到它的重点就是放在挪亚这一个人。
But the emphasis is on the character of Noah.
第二段呢，24节到54节这里虽然是从闪开始，但是呢，我们却可以看到他的专注点是在亚伯拉罕这个世界上的这个家谱。
And from verse 24 through 54, it begins with Shem, but we see the emphasis is on Abraham's worldly family.
那我们如果跟创世纪做比较，
if we compare this to the book of Genesis,
我们就可以发现用我们今天的观点，我们发现说，哎呀，这些不是从创世纪里面抄过来的吗？
We might think that this genealogy is simply copied from the book of Genesis.
那当然它经过一些整理把它一些简化。
And it also has been organized and simplified.
但是当我们在仔细思考的时候，
But when we look into the details,
首先我们想到创世纪是摩西所记录下来的。
Or if we think about it more, Genesis was written down by Moses.
那根据我们一般的历史学者来看大约是在西元前1440年的时候。
And we some of the Bible scholars believe that it was written down around 1440 BC.
那我们再来看历代志它书写的年代。
And if we look at the authorship of 1 Chronicles,
从历代志的内容我们可以了解它是就是犹大人他们被掳归回以后所写的。
We can see from the content that it was written by the people who returned to Judah.
那也就是说应该是大约是以斯拉尼西米的那个时代。
After they returned from captivity, so this was in the time of Ezra and Nehemiah.
所以根据历史学者来看呢，大约是西元前538年。
And from history, it is about 538 BC.
所以我们可以看到中间啊相差了900多年的时间。
And we see there is a difference of about 900 years between the two books.
啊，那我们既然啊这个发现啊创世纪啊跟这个历代志所记载的啊非常的吻合。
But we see that there is a lot of crossover between Genesis and First Chronicles.
啊，那我们又在思想，在这古代啊，到底他们要怎么样才能够将啊这些历史记载流传下来呢？
And it causes us to think, how did they preserve history in the ancient days?
啊，那我们就可以发现啊，原来啊这些啊。犹太人啊，就是古代的这些以色列人啊，他们非常尽心尽力的来保存啊，这个他们从神所领受的啊这个经典。
And it teaches us that the ancient Israelites, the Jews, they tried very hard to preserve what the Lord had given them.
啊，要不然经过这900多年，经过许多的战乱啊，甚至于。啊，他们的国家灭亡，竟然啊，这些历史还能够完整的保存下来。
Otherwise, they wouldn't have been able to preserve their history after 900 years and war and even the destruction of their country.
啊，所以可以让我们知道啊，他们啊，这个古代的以色列人的确啊，尽心尽力的来完成这件。信仰传承的工作。
And this tells us that the ancient Israelites, they used their entire hearts and minds to preserve their history.
啊，另外一点我们可以看到的，从这些啊不同历史所记载的内容这么的吻合，来告诉我们圣经的真实性。
And because First Chronicles is it matches Genesis. It tells us the truth in the Bible.
啊,
that the Bible is true.
啊, 所以呢, 啊, 让我们, 啊, 可以思想的, 就是在我们今天, 我们怎么样将我们从神, 啊, 从耶稣所启示的真理, 啊, 怎么样的把它保留下去。
And this also causes us to think how we can preserve the truth that the Lord Jesus has given to us.
所以我们从这一点啊，简单的事实啊，我们应该就可以学习到啊，我们也需要有这种啊谨慎啊，并且啊勤奋专心的心智来传承我们所得到的真理。
And this teaches us the care and perseverance we should have when we are passing down our faith.
啊，这是啊第一点啊，我要跟大家分享的。
So this is the first point I would like to share with everyone.
啊，那第二点啊，我们来看一下啊，这个就是啊，他玛啊在。啊，他所扮演的角色。
The second point is for us to look at the role that Tamar played.
我们来看一下啊，《历代志上》的第二章第五节。
So let us turn to First Chronicles chapter 2, verse 5.
啊，《历代志上》二章第五节。
First Chronicles chapter 2, verse 5.
啊，从第五节呢，一直到55节呢，这里是在啊记载着啊这个犹大的后代。
From verse 5 through verse 55, it describes the descendants of Judah.
啊，其实整个啊第二章哈，历代志上的第二章啊，都是谈到了犹大的后代。
And actually, the entire chapter 2 talks about the descendants of Judah.
那我们来看一下历代志上二章的第四节。
So let us look at chapter 2, verse 4.
请念。
chapter 2, verse 4, and Tamar, his daughter-in-law, bore him Perez and Zerzah. All the sons of Judah were five.
这里记载着犹大的儿媳妇他玛。
And here it records Tamar, who was Judah's daughter-in-law.
但是呢，她却为犹大生了两个儿子，一个是法勒斯，一个是谢拉。
Even though she was his daughter-in-law, she bore two sons for him. One was Perez and one was Zerah.
那我们来看一下为什么会是这个样子呢？
And why did this happen?
我们来看创世纪的38章26节。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 37.
38章。
Genesis chapter 37.
创世纪的38章。
Excuse me, Genesis chapter 38.
创世纪三十八章整章几乎就是在叙述这个他玛的故事。
And Genesis chapter 38 tells us the story of Tamar.
那我们来先从头来稍微看一下，我就慢慢的介绍。
And let's go through this and introduce Tamar.
在三十八章首先我们看到的就是犹大呢他娶了一个迦南的女子为妻。
In the beginning of chapter 38, we can see that Judah took a Canaanite woman as a wife.
那从他的这位妻子呢，他生了三个儿子。
And from this woman, he bore three sons.
第一个叫做尔，第二个叫做俄南，第三个叫示拉。
The first was Ur, the second was Onan, and the third was Shelah.
那在第六节在第六节我们看一下第六节。
And let us look at verse 6.
这里说犹大为长子尔娶妻名叫他玛。
Verse 6.
这里告诉我们他玛原来是他的大媳妇。
Verse 6 tells us, then Judah took a wife for Ur, his firstborn, and her name was Tamar.
可是呢，在第七节特别提到说，这个犹大的长子尔在耶和华在神的眼中看为恶，所以神就让他死了。
But in verse 7 it says, but Ur, Judah's firstborn, was wicked in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord killed him.
所以呢，根据当时候的这种习俗因为律法还没有颁布所以他们按照当时候的习俗这个犹大就告诉俄南说。
And according to the custom of the time before the law was given, Judah said to Onan,
说你要为你的哥哥跟你的哥哥的妻子同房。这是当时候他们做弟弟的本分目的呢就是为了让他的哥哥有儿子来继承这个哥哥的这种产业。
And Judah said to his second son to marry his brother's wife to raise up an heir for the brother.
但是呢在第九节提到说这个俄南呢他很不高兴所以呢他就做了一些不好的事情。
And in verse 9, Onan was not happy about this, so he did something that was not very good.
所以第十节就提到说在神的眼中看为恶的事情因此他也死了。
And verse 10 says, the thing which he did displeased the Lord, therefore he killed him also.
那这个犹大心里就害怕了。
Then Judah was afraid in his heart.
他怕说他只有三个儿子，现在两个都死掉了。
And he was afraid that two of his sons had already died, and he only had three sons.
那如果示拉也发生同样的事情也死了，怎么办呢？
And if his third son also died, what would he do?
因此呢他就不愿意让示拉来娶他玛因此呢就把他玛差遣回到他的父家去了。
He was unwilling for his third son, Shelah, to marry Tamar, so he sent Tamar back to her original home.
但是呢，经过了好一段时间啊，这个犹大并没有啊叫这个示拉来娶他嘛。
But after a while, after some time had passed, Judah did not let his third son marry Tamar.
所以呢，接下来从十四节以下啊，他玛就想了一个方法啊，让他啊可以为犹大家来啊生出后代来。
So starting from verse 14, Tamar devised a scheme so that she could bear an heir for the family of Judah.
因此呢，他就用了一个方法啊，借着犹大本身。能够生出了两个儿子。
So she figured out a way to bear two sons through Judah himself.
那我们来看一下犹大怎么说。
And let us see what Judah said about this.
我们来看38章的26节。
Let's turn to chapter 38, verse 26.
请念。
Verse 26. So Judah acknowledged them and said, She has been more righteous than I, because I did not give her to Shelah my son, and he never knew her again.
所以在这里犹大自己承认他玛比他更有义。
Here Judah acknowledged himself that Tamar was more righteous than he was.
所以这里所叙述的就是他玛所做的事情是一件义的事情。
And here it describes what Tamar did as a righteous thing.
那我们也知道，这里告诉我们，犹大也不把她当作妻子来看待。
And Judah did not see her as his wife.
因此呢，但是呢，这个他玛呢，就为犹大生了两个儿子。
But Tamar bore two sons for Judah.
一个是法勒斯，一个是谢拉。
And these were Perez and Zerah.
那我们再回来看历代志上的第二章。
So let us turn back to 1 Chronicles chapter 2.
从历代志上的第二章我们来看一下第五节介绍了法勒斯的儿子。
Here in chapter 2, In verse 5, it talks about the Perez's sons.
他那里记载说的有两个儿子。
And Perez had two sons.
然后他就跳到第六节，就提到谢拉的儿子。
And in verse 6, it talks about the sons of Zerah.
那我们第六节看起来像谢拉有比较多的儿子。
And from this verse, it looks like Zerah had more sons.
但是我们却看到谢拉的后代呢，只有记载到第八节。
But Zerah's descendants are only recorded up to verse 8.
然后接下来我们所看到从第九节一直到五十五节所记载的是法勒斯的儿子希斯伦的后代。
And from verse 9 onwards, it describes the descendants of Hezron, who was the firstborn of Perez.
所以我们从这里可以看到如果不是他玛所行的这件义事。
And here it tells us, if Tamar did not do this righteous thing,
很可能犹大他就断根就是他没有后代了。
Perhaps Judah would not have descendants.
因为我们可以看到示拉或许也跟他两个哥哥一样不是很好的人。
And this hints at perhaps Zerah was like his older brothers and he did not have a good character.
但是呢因为他玛的义因此犹大成为以色列家族当中的一个大族。
But because of the righteousness of Tamar, Judah became a great tribe in the family.
我们来看这个民数记第一章。
Let's turn to Numbers, chapter
1. 第一章，我们来看二十六节。
Numbers, chapter 1, verse 26.
一章二十六节。
Numbers, chapter 1, verse 26.
二十六节到二十七节，请念。
verse 26 to verse 27. Verse 26. From the children of Judah, their genealogies by their families, by their father's house, according to the number of names, from 20 years old and above, all who were able to go to war. Verse 27. Those who are numbered of the tribe of Judah were 74,600.
在民数记第一章这一段里面、啊、记载了摩西数算、啊这以色列的十二个支派。
In Numbers chapter 1, Moses takes a census of Israel and all its tribes.、
啊、那如果我们一个支派一个支派去看的话呢，我们发现犹大的支派呢，它的人数最多。
And if we calculate by number of people,the number of people, Judah had the largest tribe.
啊，那这是他们在啊这个西乃山啊的时候所数算的。
And this census was taken at Mount Sinai.
啊，那我们再来看啊民数记的二十六章。
Let's also look at Numbers chapter 26.
啊，民数记的二十六章的二十二节。
Numbers chapter 26, verse 22.
二十二节，请念。
Verse 22, these are the families of Judah according to those who are numbered of them, 76,500.
啊，我们可以看到，在旷野四十年以后，犹大仍然是最大的支派。
And after 40 years in the wilderness, Judah remained the largest tribe.
啊，那如果我们比较第一次的数算跟第二次的数算。啊、他们可以打仗的年轻人甚至、啊、成长了两千人左右。
And if we compare the two censuses,、they grew in number by 2,000、able-bodied men who could fight.、
啊、所以我们可以看到、啊、因为一个人的义使得、啊、这个犹大成为一个极大的支派。
And because of the righteous deed of one person, Judah became a strong tribe.
所以我们也可以想一想、从我们、我们是不是一个义人。
And this causes us to think, are we a righteous person?、
那是不是别人、我们的家庭、我们的教会、我们周遭的这些团体是不是因着我们的义能够蒙神的祝福。
And our families,、our church and those around us, are they blessed because of our righteousness?
塔玛是一个、弱小的女子，是一个小人物。
Tamar was a small character in the Bible.
她心里所想的就是能够、尽她的本分、按着、她的分、婚约、来完成婚约里面的约定。
And all she thought about was how to fulfill her marital duties and her covenant.
在圣经里面告诉我们、神造人就是要生养众多。
The Bible tells us that God created man、so that we could inherit the earth.、
这是、这个塔玛在当时候婚约里面、其中、应该也是一个要求。
And this was probably、a requirement of Tamar's marriage as well.、
那塔玛呢他就是按着这个婚约、按来行出、婚约里面的约束。
And she fulfilled her promise to propagate the family.、
今天我们、也是与耶稣基督有一个、婚约。
And today we also have a marital covenant with the Lord Jesus Christ.、
那是不是我们有在福音里面能够生养众多呢?
And are we、bearing many spiritual children、in this covenant?、
我们要记得我们福音所生的儿女应该也是包括我们、这个血肉所生的儿女。
And the spiritual children that we bear in the faith should also include our physical children.
所以当我们在向外传福音的时候，我们有没有记得跟我们自己的儿女、自己的家人、来传福音呢？
And when we are preaching the gospel to others, are we also preaching the gospel to our own family?
这就是我们所当尽的与耶稣基督的婚约的约定。
And this is part of the covenant we have with the Lord Jesus Christ.
借着我们所行的这样的义就是遵守我们的婚约这个我们周遭的人就会得到福气。
And through our righteousness, which is to honor this covenant, those around us will be blessed.
好，那我们再来看另外一个小人物。
So let's also look at a minor character in the Bible.
来看回到历代志上的第二章。
So let's turn back to 1 Chronicles chapter 2.
看第七节。
Verse 7.
请念。
Verse 7, the son of Carmi was Achar, the troubler of Israel, who transgressed in the cursed thing.
同样的一个家庭也有好人也有坏人。
Within the same family, there were good characters and bad characters.
在这一节所记载的这个小人物叫做亚干。
And the minor character we see in this verse is Achar.
但是呢这个亚干却做了一件事情连累的以色列人。
But Achar did something that troubled all the Israelites.
这里所说的问题是说当灭的物上犯了罪。
In the Chinese version, it says that he sinned in things that should have been destroyed.
那我们来稍微回忆一下这个亚干的故事。
So Achar is also known as Achan.
我们来看一下约书亚记七章第十节。
Let's turn to Joshua chapter 7.
约书亚记的第七章这里记载的这个当时候约书亚带领以色列人进入迦南地。
Here in Joshua chapter 7, it talks about when Joshua brought the Israelites into the land of Canaan.
他们已经打败了这个耶利哥城的人。
They had just defeated the city of Jericho.
那现在呢，他们要进攻另外一个城，叫做埃城。
And they were about to conquer the city of Ai.
那他们就派遣这个探子去看看到底埃城的状况如何啊。
And so they sent some spies into the city of Ai to see how the situation was.
结果这个探子回来说这个埃城人很少，我们不需要很多人去。
And the spies returned and said that this is a small city, we do not need a lot of troops.
因此呢他们就派了差不多3000人去攻打这个城。
So the Israelites sent 3,000 troops to attack the city of Ai.
结果没想到他们竟然被打败了。
But unexpectedly, they were defeated.
甚至于呢，他们损失了36个人。
And they even lost 36 men.
那这里呢，在七章的第五节，中文的最后一句话说，众民的心就消化如水。
And in Joshua chapter 7, at the end of verse 5, it said, Therefore the hearts of the people melted and became like water.
意思是他们非常的沮丧。
And this tells us that they were very discouraged.
因为他们不明白怎么可能有这样的事情呢，竟然会战败。
And they could not understand why they lost the battle.
不是说这个迦南人都害怕他们应该是迦南人他们心消化如水怎么竟然会战败呢？
Because it should have been the Canaanites who were afraid of the Israelites with their hearts melted like water.
那我们来看一下这个约书亚他是怎么样的形容。
And let us see how Joshua described this.
我们来看一下第九节。
Let's look at verse 9.
第九节请念。
Verse 9, For the Canaanites and all the inhabitants of the land will hear it and surround us and cut off our name from the earth. Then what will you do for your great name?
这里是在叙述当迦南人突然间听到这个常胜军被打败了。
This is Joshua's reaction when the Canaanites heard that the Israelites were defeated.
就是这个本来迦南人呢，他们说，哎呀，这个以色列人啊是啊常胜军啊，没有永远不被打败的。
So before the Canaanites were afraid of the Israelites because they were undefeated.
可是呢，突然之间他们发现，哎呀，原来以色列人是可以被打败的。
But suddenly the Canaanites realized that they could defeat the Israelites.
所以我们看到约书亚开始担心啊，这些迦南人如果全部都出来围困我们，那当然以色列人就被毁灭了。
And Joshua became afraid that the Canaanites would rise up together and destroy the Israelites.
这就是当时候他们的心情，他们的状况。
And this was what was in their hearts at the time.
为什么会有这样的情形发生呢？
And why did this situation occur?
我们来看第七章的第一节。
Let's look at Joshua chapter 7 verse 1.
这里提到说以色列人在当灭的物上犯了罪，因为犹大支派中谢拉的曾孙撒底的孙子加米的儿子亚干取了当灭的物，神的怒气就向以色列人发作。
Chapter 7 verse 1 says, But the children of Israel committed a trespass regarding the accursed things, for Achan the son of Carmi, the son of Zabdi, the son of Zerah, the tribe of Judah took of the accursed things. So the anger of the Lord burned against the children of Israel.
一个小人物做了一件错事。
So this minor character committed a sin.
但是呢，却让全体将近六十多万的这个以色列人，超过六十万的以色列人陷入危险当中。
But because of his action, 600,000 Israelites were put into danger.
那他所做的一件事情就是取了一些本来应该要被毁灭的东西。
And what he did was to keep some things that were supposed to be destroyed.
在他们还没进入迦南地前，神告诉他们凡是这些这个不洁净，在迦南地不洁净的东西都应当要毁灭。
Before they entered the land of Canaan, the Lord told the Israelites that they should destroy all the unclean things.
这些偶像，这些包着偶像的，这些金子，都应当要毁灭。
They needed to destroy the idols and the gold and silver that were covering the idols.
但是呢，亚干看到这些美丽的东西，他就起了贪心。
But when Achan saw these beautiful things, his heart became greedy.
因此呢，他就把它偷走了，把它藏起来。
So he hid some of these things for himself.
因为他这么样的一个举动，结果连累了整体的以色列人。
And because of his action, he brought suffering upon the entire, all the Israelites.
因此呢，他不但自己被毁灭了。
And at the end, he was not only, it was not only he who was destroyed.
他的全家也被毁灭了。
His entire family was destroyed.
也就是说，他的名字从此就从以色列支派当中涂抹掉了。
And his name was forever blotted out from the genealogy of Israel.
或许这也是其中一个原因。刚才我们看到谢拉家族似乎没有许多的人。
And perhaps this is why the family of Zerah did not have many people.
因为他们又损失了一个家庭。让他们能够生养众多。
Because they lost a family that could have bore more children for them.
整体的以色列人也损失了36个人，不知道他们对这36个家庭有什么样的影响。
And the people of Israel also lost 36 men, and we don't know what effect that would be for those families.
所以呢，这让我们要得到一个警惕。
And this gives us a warning.
我们一个错误会影响我们周遭的人。
When we make mistakes, it affects those around us.
尤其是在信仰上所犯的错误。
Especially when these mistakes are regarding our faith.
当我们或许放弃我们信仰的时候呢，很可能我们会影响我们周遭家庭家里面的人。
And when we abandon our faith, we might affect our family members.
不只是我们自己的亲人，很可能教会里面许多的弟兄姐妹也会受到信心上的打击。
And we might not just affect our family members, we might affect those in church as well.
就好像一块石头丢到水里面去。
Just as when we throw a rock into the water.
我们就看到它会激起一些水波，这个水波就不断地往外扩散。
We can see that it will cause ripples that spread out.
那到底它的影响会有多深，会有多远不是我们可以想象的。
And we cannot imagine how far-reaching the effects will be.
我们也要想想我们在网络上在按赞的时候也有它的一些影响。
We should also be conscious of when we press a like button online, what the effects of that would be.
那因为当你按赞的时候或许你的想法跟你按赞的这个意义不太一样。
Because perhaps when you press a like button, what you are thinking may not be the same as the effect of that like.
但是因为你的那个按赞呢，从别人在解读这件事情的时候却是不一样很可能会有很不好的结果。
And other people might interpret that like as something different than what you are thinking, and it may cause a negative effect.
所以呢，是我们在生活在这一个资讯发达的社会里面我们对许多的事情都要三思而行。
So as we live in this technologically advanced world, we have to be careful in what we do and think about it first.
因为这个科技似乎让我们的脚步加快了。
Because technology has quickened our pace.
让我们这个思想考虑的时间缩短了。
And it has shrunk the time we process things in our head.
在这个时候，我们很可能就更容易犯一些不必要的错误。
And perhaps it is easier for us to commit mistakes that should not have been committed.
所以我们要防范这种错误，我们就要时常的将神的话语放在我们的心中，好好的思想。
And to prevent making mistakes, we have to put the word of God in our heart and ponder upon them.
平常就要好好的去思考它当紧急的时候才能够得到帮助。
And we have to think about the words of God so that in tight situations, the words of God can give us help.
我们要让神的话语进入我们的生命里面。
We need to allow the words of God to penetrate our lives.
所以我们所做所行的很自然而然就是按照神的教训来行事为人。
So what we do will naturally follow the teachings of God.
要不然诱惑就像亚干所看到的就会击败我们的心。
Otherwise, temptations will conquer our heart, just as those things conquered Achan.
那我们可能就会得到一个意想不到的不好的后果。
And we might have a very sad ending that we did not expect.
所以 我们今天就是用三件事情让我们来学习。
So today we learned about three things.
第一件事情，我们要效法古代的这些以色列人这些一些小人物，他们很努力专心的将神的话语传承下来。
First, we must emulate the Israelites who tried so hard to preserve the history of God.
这其中或许有些是先知，有些是文士。
And the teachings of God, and some may have been prophets, some may have been scribes.
但是呢，我们却没有看到他们的名字记载在圣经里面。
But we don't see their names recorded in the Bible.
所以今天我们也是一样默默地将神的话语把它传下去。
And today, in the same way, we should quietly pass down the words of God.
好好地学习教导我们的儿女。
We have to learn ourselves and teach these words to our children.
让神的话语能够继续地感动更多的人。
So that the words of God can touch more people.
我们要效法这个他玛坚持这个对的事情。
And we have to be like Tamar and insist on doing the right thing.
那这个坚持我们可以看到会为我们的后代，我们周遭的人带来福气。
And when we insist on doing the right thing, we will bless those around us.
那我们也要常常的警戒自己不要像亚干一样做了一些不该做的事情。
And we also have to remind ourselves to not be like Achan and do what we should not be doing.
常常用圣经里面的教导来审查我们手所做的一切。
And we should often examine ourselves with the words of the Bible to see if we are doing the right thing.
刚才赞美诗有提到，好像圣经这个话语好像这个镜子我们时常要照一照。
And in the hymns that we just sang, it mentioned that the words of God are like a mirror that we can use to examine ourselves.
要借着神的话语来这个更正我们的言语行为。
And through the words of God, we need to correct our actions and our words.
让我们在神的面前能够成为一个真正的义人。
So that we can become a righteous person before God.
感谢神，我们的分享到这里最后我们一起来唱诗。
Thank God, this concludes our sharing tonight. We will sing a concluding hymn.
我们一起唱赞美诗419首。
Let us sing hymn 419.